This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence tomorrow and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. On the eve of the monsoon session, the government today convened an all-party meeting at Parliament House Annex. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Over 50 leaders from 40 political parties attended the meeting. Just after the meeting began, opposition parties staged a symbolic walkout from the meeting with the participation of Nationalist Citizens Party of India, NCPI. The NCPI is a registered party that has participated in the West Bengal Assembly elections, and recently several rebel Trinamool Congress MPs have joined it. However, after registering their protest, the opposition members attended the meeting. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Parliament and engage in constructive discussions on key issues.
There are various demands by various political parties for discussion. We have said that let Parliament function smoothly. Exactly what are the issues to be discussed? That has to be decided in the Business Advisory Committee.
Talking to media, TMC MP Mahua Moitra said that the entire opposition, including Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, JMM and Aam Aadmi Party, walked out from the meeting. She also alleged that NCPI is not a recognized parliamentary party.
Today the entire opposition, all parties have all walked out, all party meeting in protest because NCPI, which is an unrecognized party, these so-called rebel 20 MPs, their merger has not been approved by the speaker.
The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways will develop over 160-kilometre long Rameshwar Paradeep Highway along Odisha's coast at a cost of over 8,000 crore rupees. It will pass through Khurda, Puri, Kendrapada and Jagat Singhpur districts, providing seamless connectivity between key cultural, religious, tourism and economic destinations along the state's coastline. The ministry said the project will transform Odisha's coastal region by improving road infrastructure and boosting tourism and economic activity. Abu Dhabi's Zayed International Airport will increase direct flights to 22 Indian cities in August from the current 17, reflecting strong demand from one of its fastest growing tourism markets. Abu Dhabi Airport's Chief Commercial Officer, Carsten Norden, said that at an event marking Air India Express's launch of new services. The Tata Group-owned airline this week started flights to Abu Dhabi from Navi Mumbai, Indore and Lucknow and will add Guwahati next month. The United States military launched airstrikes on Iran today, targeting the country's paramilitary Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in what it described as a retaliation for the killing of American troops in Jordan. On the other hand, IRGC has said it has intercepted and shot down the United States MQ-9 drone in Iran's Ahvaz. Commander of the Central Khatam al-Anbiya headquarters, Major General Ali Abdullahi, has warned that Iran's armed forces will give a devastating response to the US for any act of aggression. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated PV Sindhu on winning women's singles title of the Japan Open 2026. He described the win as a historic feat for Indian badminton and said that her determination and exceptional skills were on full display throughout the tournament. Football's grandest stage is set for a blockbuster finale of the FIFA World Cup 2026 as defending champions Argentina take on Spain at New Jersey tonight. The match kicks off 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Argentina is one of the most successful teams in FIFA World Cup history, having won the title three times. Messi's team will be looking to become the first team to successfully defend the FIFA World Cup title after Brazil in 1958 and 1962. On the other hand, Spain will be aiming to lift their second FIFA World Cup trophy after 2010. The series deciding third ODI between India and England is being played at Lord's in London, electing to bat first. England were 324 for 3 in 46.5 overs when reports last came in. Players from both the team were wearing black armbands and observed a minute's silence to honour the legendary West Indies all-rounder Sir Garfield Sobers, who recently passed away. And that is the end of this news bulletin.